or 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss the Sue McClain News Hour from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. and Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, we have Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, the great outdoors, pop culture, and find out what's happening in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune in to Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR's weekend lineup includes The Flatline with Rick Hughes, Poke the Hornet's Nest, Jefferson State of Mind with Terry Raposa and Wynn Carpenter, followed by Sovereign Minds, We the People, and Tokens Radio Show on 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie, now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I really am. I don't just say that. Actually, I'm glad that all of you take some time out on your weekend to join the program and text me and go back and forth with emails and stuff and talk about the crazy stuff that's going on in the world. Here are the rules of engagement for the program. They're pretty simple. We try to dumb it down in case any Democrats are listening. I'm in a smart-ass mood today. First and foremost, you can text the word Michael to 33103. Now, I've had some text messages over the past couple of weeks from my local program and from the national program that have said, I tried to text you and I can't make it work. So let me explain how it works. It's like any other message you might send on your phone using iMessage or, you know, messages, whatever. It's just that the number is 33103. 33103. And then in the body of the message, you type the word Mike or Michael to start out. So you would type in your phone for the phone number, 33103, and then you, in the body of the message, you type Mike or Michael, and then you type the following, something like this, like, Michael, you're the greatest thing since sliced bread. Your program is the greatest, you know, program in the world. Or you might text, you know, Michael, your program sucks, or Michael, I hate you, which is, you know, probably more what I'll probably get. But regardless, that's how you do it. So text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Then if you would like to follow me on the social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, you simply go to one website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. Now, about the podcast, you can get the podcast in the same place, michaelsaysgohere.com. Or you can search for The Situation with Michael Brown, because that's the name of my weekday program, and we put all the podcasts in one place. Or you can just go to michaelsaysgohere.com, how to listen or podcast. And you can subscribe to the podcast there, and you'll get both the weekday podcast and the weekend podcast. So you can get, let's see, that's 5 times 4 is 20, so you can get 23 hours of me. Isn't that fantastic? 23 hours of me. So let's see, I think that covers everything. If you're looking for, your local affiliate, I know some affiliates carry the program later in the day, some affiliates carry the program both Saturday and Sunday. So it's all over the place. So if you're looking for a local affiliate wherever you live, you can go to michaelsaysgohere.com, michaelsaysgohere.com, click on how to listen, and an interactive map pops up, and you'll be able to click on and find a local affiliate. So let's get rocking and rolling. By now, and if you haven't, you've been living under a rock, but by now you've either heard or you have seen that El Presidente Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. was down here in Colorado Springs, about 45 miles from where I'm sitting, delivering the Air Force Academy commencement address. And I found the entire address fascinating for something that you may not think that I'm going to talk about. Now, I will talk about what you think I'm going to talk about, but I'm not going to talk about what you think I'm going to talk about for a few minutes. Because what I want to talk about is Biden claimed that he went to the Naval Academy. And I found that kind of interesting because there are a lot of questions about that statement. President Biden claimed at the Naval Academy's graduation also that he was appointed to the military school in 1965 by Senator Caleb Boggs, who was a Republican from Delaware, Republican senator from Delaware. But a search of Boggs' archives has failed to turn up any evidence to back that claim. Then he goes to the Naval Academy, he goes to the Air Force Academy, and in talking to the cadets, makes exactly the same claim. That indeed, oh yes, I attended the Naval Academy, or I was admitted to the Naval Academy, but, you know, I decided not to go, I went somewhere else. Mr. President, that's not true. There's no evidence anywhere that indeed you even applied to the Naval Academy. So if you can't apply to the Naval Academy, or you did not apply, then there's no way that you were rejected by the Naval Academy. I don't know what's going on with this, except as you watch the speech, which, because it was here locally, I watched more of it than I intended to do. He reminds me of, you know, elderly people that you go to visit, you know, at home or in a nursing home, wherever you might go visit them. And they're telling stories. They're regaling you with stories about, you know, I remember when I did this and I remember when I did that. And I think all of us, let's be objective here about, you know, storytelling. I think as you get further and further away from any event, there's this propensity to kind of embellish that event a little bit. Or there is the propensity or likelihood that you've forgotten certain details. And there's always this, that your perception of what happened at that event is going to be different than somebody else's perception. Because everybody has their own perspective. Everybody has their own internal way. You know, when that event, whatever you're watching and hearing, goes through your brain, goes through your ears, your brain interprets it one way, and my brain interprets it another way. It's so true on radio, for example. On radio, I'm always getting text messages or emails. You know, we do talkbacks during the daily program. I should figure out a way to do talkbacks on this program. But we do talkbacks. And sometimes people will say, I can't believe you said X. And my weekday producer and I will look at each other and say, did I say that? No, I don't remember that. Would you go back and listen real quickly? Because if indeed I did say that, then I want to go correct that. Because that's not what I meant whatsoever. And we'll go back and we'll listen to it. And it's like, yeah, I don't know where they got that. But we all do it. We all hear things, and we hear them because maybe we're you know, kind of half-assed paying attention, or, you know, we already think we know what somebody's going to say. I'll admit I'm really bad about that. As I sit and listen to somebody talk, in my brain I'm already thinking ahead about what they might be saying. And so I force myself oftentimes to make my brain slow down and listen to each word as somebody is talking to me, as opposed to trying to anticipate the next word. So I just think with Biden, he's reached that age where it, some people say it's funny. Some people say it's sad. I say it's scary. I say it's scary because based on my experience of being in the White House with President Bush for 5+ years, that I understand the absolute intense pressure that it is being the President of the United States. I mean, it's incredible. It is, if you're really engaged, I mean, obviously Bush was younger. Bush also had the experience of being in the White House when his father, George H.W. Bush, was president. So he had all of this experience, plus being a younger man, he was much more, you know, much more vitality and much more energy. I mean, my God, we had briefings at 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning. He, you know, he worked late in the day. He was constantly going, exercising. He was just in a different place physiologically, and I think in a different place mentally. And that's just a function of age. But it's an incredibly demanding job. And as I watch the president, I find it absolutely scary. So let's go to that those circumstances at the Naval Academy, I'm sorry, at the Air Force Academy, where he fell. Now, you may or may not have seen the video of it, but the video was clear to me. I've watched it several times because I'm truly fascinated. I mean, I'm not trying to be a sicko here, but I'm fascinated in the way the media covers it because, you know, we talked about the cabal a lot and the way the cabal works. And that stumble. Now, look, he did stumble. He handed out the last, he had been standing for an hour and a half, I think. He handed out the last diploma to the last cadet. He turned to probably the dean or the somebody at the Air Force Academy, shook their hand, turned to his left. You know, he does that funny little jog. This funny little jog. I think he's trying to prove to everybody that, hey, I can move. Look at me. I can run. And he starts to do that. And there is a, everybody calls it a sandbag. But what it really is a weight. It's a weight in a packet. It may be sand inside. There's all different materials. But it is designed to keep parts of the divider between where all the audience is sitting behind the podium from those things kind of falling down and scooting toward the podium, just to make sure there's enough space there. And he turns to his left, starts to do that little jog, and boom, right down he goes. Now, I've watched it. I've watched it a dozen times, and there are different angles from which you can watch this video. But one angle in particular that was kind of from the, it would be his right side of the podium, down below on the ground, one of the news cameras is pointing upwards. So you can see the stumble from that angle, and his left leg goes under his right leg. And his right arm is over here, and he tries to simultaneously push himself up and pull his left leg out from under his right leg, and his right arm begins to tremble, and he can't do it. And at the moment he can't do that, he raises his left arm, and he gets the Secret Service agent, who has, you know, obviously run very quickly up to him, to grab his arm and lift him up and move him on. It's scary because it shows me, based on two things. The statements that he made, which are absolute falsehoods about, you know, hey, now, what he's trying to do, he's trying to be relatable to these Air Force cadets by saying, you know, hey, I was admitted to the Naval Academy. Well, no, sir, you weren't. Well, okay, I applied to the Naval Academy. Well, no, sir. Senator Boggs' records show that there's no record whatsoever of you ever having even applied, let alone the senator nominating you, which is required to get an admission to one of the military academies. So he's reached that stage in life, which we will all reach. Maybe some of you have already reached it. But we will all reach that stage in our life where we become physically weaker, a little mentally, you know, kind of fuzzy. The gray matter begins to disappear a little bit. And I think that's what's happening with him. And I find it amazingly frightening. Because we live in a time where there is this kind of, I don't know what's causing it. Maybe it was the COVID pandemic. But there appears to be this kind of transition from everybody wanting freedom and liberty to, you know, suddenly it's kind of tyranny moving everywhere. Authoritarianism moving everywhere. Well, when we get back, I want to talk a little bit about I'm going to tell you how the press covered it, because you'll find it both surprising and unsurprising. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Michael to 33103. Hang tight. What the media says that might surprise you next.
With inflation on the rise and the stock market more volatile than ever, protecting your retirement savings can be a challenge. To weather today's economic uncertainty, Phoenix Capital Group recommends diversifying your investments right now. They recommend high-value U.S. oil and gas investments with current yields that range from 8% to 12% APY paid monthly. That's a better rate of return than banks or CDs with no middleman. There are both Regulation A-plus and Regulation D corporate bond offerings with different maturities, qualifications, and rates. Open to all investors, there is a 9% APY starting at a $5,000 investment. Download the Phoenix Capital Group's free investor guide today at phxonair.com. Before making investment decisions, you should carefully consider and review all risks involved. Learn how you can diversify your investments and earn 8 to 12% APY. Download the Phoenix Group's free investor guide today at phxonair.com. That's phxonair.com. Investment in bonds has a certain amount of risk associated with it, and you should only invest if you can afford to bear the risk of loss. Before making investment decisions, you should carefully consider and review all risks.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. Time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
With Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in. Text the word Michael to 33103. You can always email me too, michael@iheartmedia.com. Go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com for everything that you need. We're talking about Biden falling at the Air Force Academy this week. And I think it's a lot, there are a lot of lessons in this. And the lessons aren't necessarily pretty, because the President of the United States of America has the most awesome responsibility that you can imagine. I mean, you think about the pressures of, first of all, you know, the CIA, the DIA, the Director of National Intelligence, the DNA, the Director of National Intelligence, the DNI, comes in every day. I'm starting to sound like Biden, aren't I? The DNI comes in every morning along with the Director of Central Intelligence. So the CIA Director, the DNI Director, oftentimes, the Defense Intelligence Agency will be there. National Security Advisor is there. White House Chief of Staff is there. And always a few others. And now Bush always got this briefing, you know, 6-7 o'clock in the morning. Biden, according to the public records, you sometimes gets it as late as 11 o'clock in the morning. Well, all hell can break loose between, you know, 6 and 7 a.m. and noontime on East Coast. And I think that's just an example of how it's just a different kind of activity. It's not this paying attention to everything. In fact, I don't think that Biden really pays attention to much of anything. And I don't think at his age he's really capable of doing that. Then I'll just scare the bejesus out of us. I'll just scare something else out of us, but I can't say it. And so this fall is an indication of, I think, a lot of things. I mean, we could talk about the aspects of whether or not it's an indicator of can he really run again in 2024? And if he's really running in 2024, why hasn't he actually done anything yet? Because he hasn't done anything yet. So it just raises all these questions. And then Kareem Jean-Pierre Abdul-Jabbar comes out. And she says this yesterday in the White House briefing.
And just to make sure we clear the record here, he tripped over a sandbag on the stage, and briefly he tripped and got up, and he got right back up and continued what he was there to do. He did not. There was no need for the doctor to see him as it was related to the fall, and he's doing fine. Some of you saw him last night when he returned, getting off Marine One on the South Lawn. He spoke.
Which, by the way, he bumped his head after returning from Colorado Springs and the Air Force Academy, flying back to Andrews, getting on Marine One to fly to the South Lawn of the White House. When he got off Marine One on the South Lawn, he bumped his head. And you can see him. You know how when you bump your head against something and the first instinct is to put your hands and fingers up there and kind of rub it like, oh, I'm going to make this go away. Oh, God bless, that hurt. Well, that's exactly what he's doing. And it's interesting that the White House press secretary, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, has to come out and talk about how, I need to make sure we clear the record. Biden tripped over a sandbag and he got right back up. No, he didn't get right back up. His right arm was shaking. He could not get himself up. He couldn't move his left leg. Only with the assistance of two Secret Service agents and the Air Force Academy official that was on the stage with him was he able to stand. Now, part of me, because I'm an a-hole, part of me wants to laugh at it. Part of me wants to find it funny. I don't. I don't find it funny at all. I find it kind of unnerving. That the commander-in-chief, in a crazy world that we live in, can't pick himself back up off the floor. Well, I get him one of those life alert things around his neck that says, help me, I've fallen, and I can't get up. Because that's really where we are. And the fact that we're at that stage with him causes the media to jump in. The media on Biden's fall versus, the guy before him, Donald Trump, yeah. So when we get back, it'll be Biden's falls versus Donald Trump's ginger steps. Yes, it's the weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word MICROMICHAEL at 33103. Man, you know, it really isn't funny. Kind of scary. I'll be right back.
Keep it right here. You've got the weekend with Michael Brown.
Word is out. People are abandoning their overpriced wireless carriers and flocking to PureTalk for the same 5G coverage, but at a fraction of the price. In fact, the average family saves over $800 a year when switching from Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. And switching is so easy. You can keep your phone, keep your number, or get huge discounts on the latest iPhones and Androids. Right now, you can get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. Or if you still want unlimited data, you can get that and still save a fortune. So make the switch and get the same coverage as the big guys, but at half the price. Get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say, switch now. And you'll save 50% off your first month. That's #250 and say, switch now. you'll have the option to receive a one-time auto-dialed text message from PureTalk.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Jazzercise Redding Fitness Center would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting small businesses in our community. With this grant, we were able to keep going so we could keep moving.
Pathways to Hope for Children would love to thank the Redding Rancheria. They've been involved with Camp Hope since 2012. Thank you from Pathways to Hope for Children to the Rancheria for all you do.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Vibra plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
The historic Cascade Theater is rolling out the red carpet for their first annual summer gala fundraiser, Encore, on Saturday, June 24th. Hear live musicians paired with all your favorite stars from musicals past and present. Relive the songs that made you laugh, cry, and cheer while supporting your favorite historical and local theater. Tickets are on sale now. All tickets include admission to the 6 p.m. silent auction, free concessions, and admission to the 7:30 p.m. performance. To purchase tickets or for more information, contact the Cascade Theater box office at 530-243-8877 or visit their website at www.cascadetheater.org.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Reading Colt 45's Baseball is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Goldleaf Nursery is back open and loaded with Japanese maple, flowering dogwoods, peonies, and more. Saturate your landscape with color. Azaleas, clematis, phlox, perennials, and annuals. And add another dimension with statuary, bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Plus all fruit and vegetable plants, including blueberries and strawberries, cantaloupe, tomatoes, peppers, and more, are buy three, get one free. Goldleaf Nursery, open Tuesday through Saturday at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate you coming again. Hope everybody had a great Memorial Day weekend. Now we can wait to get to 4th of July. It's summertime. Time for all the holidays. Everybody taking off. We're talking about the Biden fall and the media coverage of it. and how the White House press secretary, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, had to make sure that everybody knew that.
And just to make sure we clear the record here, he tripped over a sandbag on the stage. And briefly, he tripped and got up, and he got right back up and continued what he was there to do. He did not. There was no need for the doctor to see him, as it was related to the fall, and he's doing fine. Some of you saw him last night when he returned, getting off Marine One on the South Lawn. He spoke to this, so I would refer you back to his comments. And so I'll just leave it there.
Now he is uninjured, as far as I can tell. But how many, elderly people fall and end up with a fractured hip, broken hip? I mean, he could really be out of commission for a while. Now, the White House physician, Dr. Kevin O'Connor, said that Biden, who's 80 years old, walks with a stiffened gait. And that is in part because of wear and tear on the spine and nerve damage in his feet. That's natural. There's nothing, historic about that. There's nothing controversial about that. That's just simply a fact of life. In fact, I'm not going to make a big deal out of it, but, I'm having surgery in a couple of weeks because I have a little, not nerve damage, but a little arthritis in my back and one of my discs, and they're going to scrape out the bone a little bit to get rid of this stupid back pain. So it's nothing unusual. People have that, they have spinal stenosis at all ages of life, just depending on, how their bodies are formed. But when some other presidents have stumbled and fallen, such as, Gerald Ford, a Republican. He did it several times from 1974 through 1977. And he was mercilessly, he was mocked by the media. He was mocked on Saturday Night Live. It was actually hilarious. However, when Biden falls, almost everybody in the media largely defend him, or they minimize the falls with articles like this. Biden trips and falls, recovers quickly. That was Reuters' headline. Biden isn't the only politician to fall. That's the Washington Post. He was not the first president to take such a spill. Well, that's the propaganda site Snopes. If you use Snopes, recognize that's all propaganda. Or this one. Biden wasn't injured at all. That was Local 10 in D.C. Now, when President Trump gingerly stepped down a wet and slippery ramp at a West Point ceremony back in June of 2020, almost everybody in the press wrote that he seemed ill. The New York Times wrote, Trump's walk down the ramp at West Point raises health questions. All right. Oh, the Late Show with James Corden said, Trump struggles with ramps and water. Then there was CNN. Why the Donald Trump West Point ramp story actually matters. Now, most recently at his rallies, Trump later joked about the media's treatment of him. But when he responded to a question about the news of Biden's fall, Trump told reporters, I hope he wasn't hurt. Here's a list, before I go on, I want you to think about it. This 80-year-old man, if your 80-year-old grandmother, grandfather, for that matter, your 80-year-old father or mother, if they tripped and fell, you would have serious concerns. You might want to get, depending on how they're doing afterwards, you might want to get an X-ray. Is there a slight, crack, a micro fracture of some sort? Is there anything that we need to take care of? You would be concerned, and you would do whatever kind of checking you needed to check to make certain that there wasn't, some sort of tiny fracture or any other harm or, any internal bleeding. You would be concerned. And the media was concerned. Oh, they were deeply concerned. Just a mere few years ago when Trump had trouble, not trouble, but being very cautious about going down a wet ramp when he spoke at West Point. Oh, another military academy, just like Joe Biden. But unlike Donald Trump, who is, the media, Trump walking down at West Point raises health questions. But Biden actually falling and unable to get up. Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. Crickets. Crickets from the media. You see, it's not always what the cabal says to you. Sometimes it's what the cabal doesn't say to you. Nothing to see here. Move along. We're not even going to cover it. No, you know, no BFD here. So just go about your merry way and ignore the man behind the curtain. I would say I find it disheartening, but I know the cabal and how they operate. So I find it status quo, absolutely status quo. A little history. June 1st, 2023. That's when Biden fell to the ground at the Air Force Academy. June 18, 2022. Biden's foot gets stuck in the pedal of his bike and he falls. March 19, 2021. This was the most horrible one in my opinion. Biden stumbles several times and then falls up the stairs trying to get to the door of Air Force One. Do you remember that video? He stumbles, tries to get back up, and he actually falls forward up the stairs trying to regain his balance and get up. It was a horrible sight, absolutely horrible. November 28, 2020, Biden falls and breaks his foot in two places. He told the media he slipped on a rug after getting out of the shower while joking and grabbing his dog by the tail. And he ended up wearing an orthopedic boot for several weeks. Now, wait a minute. You slipped on a rug after getting out of the shower and grabbing your dog by the tail. Now, maybe everybody's different, but I can tell you that I have a rug just outside my shower. And I know this is TMI. I have a rug right out my shower. And my two Leonbergers are usually in the bathroom laying, you know, watching me shower. And when I get out of the shower, I've never once thought over about reaching over and pulling their tails. Well, I don't pull my dog's tails anyway. Sometimes the dogs will sit up as I get out of the shower, like, oh, are we going to go somewhere? What are we going to do? But I don't buy the story about breaking the foot, falling out of the shower. I think he probably literally fell out of the shower. That's the difference. Those are four serious falls by this president. And the media, nothing to see here. Move along. I think there's a lot to see here. A lot to see here about how the media covers this president, how nobody wants to admit that we have an 80-year-old geriatric that is a lot older. You know, there's your biological age. There's your chronological age. You're 80 calendar years old. And then there is your biological age based on all of your metrics, your age, your weight, blood pressure, blood glucose levels, all the things that can be measured to give you a biological age. I'm quite fortunate in that based on my health, I'm about 20 years younger than what my chronological age is. But I try to take care of myself. But imagine being 80 years old and your biological age, which can be true in many cases, is much older than 80. Well, I think that's what we're dealing with here. And I find that disturbing and I find it, frankly, scary. Because we're dealing with a situation where the world is on the brink of turmoil. I mean, there's turmoil in the world right now. We could tip off this particular time in history. We could tip off in many different directions, all of which would require a commander-in-chief and a president that is capable, able, willing to make all of the really tough decisions with a clear and open mind, getting all of the advice from all of the advisors. You know, I can't tell you how many times that I sat either in the Oval Office with President Bush or we sat in the Roosevelt Room. And there were, you know, members of the cabinet around, the chief of staff, the deputy chiefs of staff, the national security advisor, the homeland security advisor. And we would sit around and we would have all this discussion. The president would ask us questions. It was a vigorous back and forth where I would sit in the Oval Office, maybe with Colin Powell, and talk about, you know, America's preparedness to deal with something like the tsunami that hit Southeast Asia. And Bush would ask us, both Colin Powell and me, you know, really in-depth questions, probing questions. And I remember him saying to me one time, he actually turned to me and said, "You got to be kidding, Brownie." And I'm like, "No, sir. I mean, I blah, 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 this, and this." I can't imagine Joe Biden doing that. And that bothers me. And it bothers me because we've got Russia and Ukraine, which could either blow up into World War III or it could blow up into a revolution inside Russia, which, you know, who knows what that would cause. We've got China and Taiwan. We've got all these elections in South America, some of which are going to be challenged. We got Erdogan in Turkey. We got the European Union can't figure out its head from its butt. We got all of these things going on right now. And the United States of America is supposed to be the stabilizing factor. Let me throw one more thing in. Let's say that the president continues to deteriorate, or he falls and he's out of commission because he's really in bad shape and he has to be hospitalized and he's sedated because of the pain. So we temporarily invoke the 25th Amendment, or the cabinet does, or he does voluntarily, and Kamala Harris becomes the acting president. And then something falls apart. I guess she'll just do that stupid laugh she does when that happens. Not trying to be a downer here, just trying to be realistic. So realistic about the age and the mental capacity of the president in times of crisis, and how the media covered Trump versus how the media covers Biden. We shouldn't be surprised by any of this, but it's the kind of thing that we have to think about. It's the kind of thing that we have to consider as we go about our daily lives. I know that Washington, D.C., I mean, unless you live up on the East Coast somewhere, but if you're in California or Colorado or Arizona or Northwest, wherever you are, or even anywhere west of the Mississippi, D.C. is this kind of faraway place. But for the world, in many degrees, Beijing, D.C., and Moscow are the centers of the universe. And when you think about those centers of the universe, which is the one that right now, look, I think that Xi Jinping in China is as bad as Hitler. I mean, I sincerely do, if you understand what's going on in China. He is bad as Hitler. He's trying to wipe out the Uyghurs. He's trying to wipe out a religious sect in his country through slave labor and just a Holocaust. And Vladimir Putin is crazy, absolutely crazy, a tyrannical dictator trying to hold on to power. So you got those two, and you got us. Wow. We're the only thing standing between the two of them, and the President of the United States of America can't remember where he went to tells stories or lies, let's just be honest, lies about the Naval Academy or stuff. It's a bizarro world that we live in right now. Really, really strange. When we get back, real quickly, let's get to, it's Pride Week, and I want to talk about, the Vatican. Yeah, the Vatican and Pride Week. I wonder how that's going. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
With inflation on the rise and the stock market more volatile than ever, protecting your retirement savings can be a challenge. To weather today's economic uncertainty, Phoenix Capital Group recommends diversifying your investments right now. They recommend high-value U.S. oil and gas investments with current yields that range from 8% to 12% APY paid monthly. That's a better rate of return than banks or CDs with no middleman. There are both Regulation A-plus and Regulation D corporate bond offerings with different maturities, qualifications, and rates. Open to all investors, there is a 9% APY starting at a $5,000 investment. Download the Phoenix Capital Group's free investor guide today at phxonair.com. Before making investment decisions, you should carefully consider and review all risks involved. Learn how you can diversify your investments and earn 8 to 12% APY. Download the Phoenix Group's free investor guide today at phxonair.com. That's phxonair.com.
Investment in bonds has a certain amount of risk associated with it, and you should only invest if you can afford to bear the risk of loss. Before making investment decisions, you should carefully consider and review all risk involved.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Supervisor Kevin Cry continues to falsely claim the effort to recall him is funded and supported by far-left liberals and Bay Area money. Nothing could be further from the truth. District 1 citizens want a true fiscal conservative focused on real issues like safety, homelessness, and our roads. Instead, fake conservative Kevin Cry takes away our voting machines and wastes millions of our taxpayer dollars. Sign the recall petition. To find out more, go to recallkevincry.org. Paid for by the Committee to Recall Kevin Cry.
Look forward, face up, at OrnegillMD.com. Dr. Gill has expanded her gynecology practice to include 360-degree health. Combining aesthetics with medical expertise ensures superior outcomes. State-of-the-art AI-driven 3D scanning gives you precise and safe results for your face. Strengthen your body and look good by combining the balance of hormones and immune health with Botox, filler, and laser. Improve your confidence, zeal, and relationships at OrnegillMD.com. New liquid technology creates natural face, neck, and brow lift, as well as liquid rhinoplasty and Dr. Gill's famous lip flip. Go to OrnegillMD.com to balance your body and reclaim your best, most beautiful self. Follow Dr. Gill on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. Book your appointment online at OrnegillMD.com or call 530-768-4504.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the weekend. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. Sincerely do. If you want to find a local affiliate, you want to find swag, you want to download the podcast, you want to follow me on social media platforms, whatever you want to do, one-stop shop, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. And, of course, you can always send me a text message. Text the word Mike or Michael, and the number is 33103, 33103. So it's Pride Month, starting what, yesterday? Yes, it was, no, two, it must have been sorry, it must have been Thursday, whatever June 1st was. So it's Pride Month. So it's the month in which we celebrate gays. And not that there's anything wrong with that, to quote Jerry Seinfeld. And I don't care. I mean, okay, so we have a month for gays. We have Black History Month. Okay, great, we got Black History Month. We've got all of these days. I mean, you can go into different websites. You can find, you know, every single day. I think Donut Day was last week. I missed Donut Day. I wish somebody had reminded me of that. So we have all these days. We have all these celebrations for all these different things. A question. Where is White History Month? Where is White Pride Month? It's just strange to me. And I find it strange Now, I'm going to say something. Let me just say this. I have, and I know people never want to defend this. People always say this is the wrong thing to say. Well, my question is, why is it the wrong thing to say? I have a lot of gay friends, lots of them. I have lots of black friends, lots of them. I have lots of Asian friends, lots of them. I have lots of white friends, lots of them. I'm trying to think if I have any transgender friends. Oh, you know what? I can't call them friends, but I have several transgender people I know that listen to the weekday program because they send me text messages a lot, and they actually love the program. So they must be conservative transgenders. I don't know if that's possible or not, but there must be conservative transgenders. Let me tell you why I don't find that statement offensive. People always say, you know, when people say, well, you're a racist. And then people say, yeah, well, I got a bunch of black friends. Well, you can't say that. Well, why not? You accuse me of being a racist. How can I be a racist and actually have black friends or gay friends or transgender friends? Or, I hope I don't have any communist friends. But why is that not sayable? Why can you not say that? Because I don't understand it. Because if you're homophobic, you're racist, you're sexist, I mean, whatever you are, I mean, clearly you are, and people know that by your actions. People know that by your words. And so if you're truly homophobic or you're prejudiced, you're racist or whatever, how could I possibly have Hispanic, black, Asian, you know, gay, lesbian, pick whatever category you want to pick, how could I have those friends? Because they would know in my heart, by my actions and my deeds, that I am that I am opposed to them. So during the month of June, this country celebrates Pride Month. And at the Vatican, they texted out this, at USN Holy See, the embassy for the Vatican, stands with the LGBTQ+I community against discrimination and other forms of persecution because of who they are and whom they love. Well, I stand against that all the time. Not just during Pride Month. And why would you insult the Vatican when Catholicism opposes homosexuality? Now, that's up to Catholicism. If they want to oppose homosexuality, which I think is wrong, opposing it, I think that is wrong. But that's up to Catholicism. That's not up to me. Why offend the Catholics? We got to get over this. By the way, is it Tuesday? I think next Tuesday is D-Day. American Heroes Died on that. Wonder if we'll celebrate that. We should. Will we? Hey, when we get back, 200,000 cows are dying for the climate crisis.
Maxwell, he was a runaway into rescue, great disposition. About 9 years ago, he was scratching a lot, and he started losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to the chicken. Another vet says, it's the grain. Third vet, she says, it's the weather, something in the air. And then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
I have been listening to the Dynavite ads, hearing about different stories of different people, and it just clicked. I got my first 90-day supply, and it took a grand total of 2 weeks. And the dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Dynavite is nutrition.
And Maxwell loves it. Now he's close to 10. And the Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
And he's a spectacular dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Starting March 12th, every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Biden says he'll be signing legislation today to raise the debt ceiling, averting a crisis on Monday when the nation would have started running out of cash to pay the bills.
Stakes could not have been higher.
President Biden took to the airwaves last night to explain to the American people how crucial it was to strike a deal with Republicans to avert a government default.
With the American economy and the world economy is at risk of collapsing, there's no other way.
But many Democrats are upset the president agreed to new limits on government food assistance programs like SNAP, worrying about struggling Americans losing their safety net. The legislation, passed Thursday by the Senate, raises the debt limit until 2025 and gives lawmakers budget targets for the next 2 years. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Defense Secretary Austin says Indo-Pacific nations seek a region with shared principles. He made his comments at the Shangri-La dialogue.
Respect for sovereignty, adherence to international law, transparency and openness, the free flow of commerce and ideas.
And Austin making his comments at a side gathering taking place at the Asia Security Conference in Singapore. An issue with Chase's online banking system on Friday.
Just imagine if you noticed your rent was taken out of your bank account twice. That's what happened to customers of Chase's online banking services due to what they called the bug. Many Chase customers had posted on social media that their rent or bill payments were taken out of their account two times. They also reported hold times with customer service approaching more than an hour. The glitch was not fixed until late in the day Friday, with Chase telling customers that the bank was in the process of issuing refunds or reversing transactions to customers.
Shelley Adler reporting. More from townhall.com.
Sleek Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now.
If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-626-5252. That's 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252.
An Army base based in North Carolina, no longer called Fort Bragg, Ed Donahue reports.
The renaming is part of a Defense Department effort replacing the names of bases connected to Confederate soldiers instead of Fort Bragg.
Welcome to Fort Liberty, the center of the universe.
The change is part of a broad Defense Department initiative motivated by the George Floyd protest to make the Army more welcoming to current and prospective black service members. Christopher Donahue is commanding general at Fort Liberty.
As you look around this group, across this installation, this community, you will know that we are ready to ensure liberty for all of our citizens anywhere.
Other bases are being renamed for black soldiers, presidents, and trailblazing women, but the North Carolina installation is the only one not renamed after a person. I'm Ed Donahue.
The nation's employers stepped up their hiring in May, adding a robust 339,000 jobs, well above expectations. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A former mayor going back to school.
The former mayor of Chicago lands a teaching job. Lori Lightfoot, the first Chicago mayor to not be reelected to a second term, will be teaching a course on leadership. Lightfoot's term as mayor consisted of soaring crime, a war with teachers' unions and police, and battles with the city council. She stepped down on May 15th. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Alabama now has its own official state cookie. We get more details on that from correspondent Rhonda Rockstrom.
It's the Yellowhammer cookie. Governor Kay Ivey signed legislation naming the confection created by a Montgomery fourth grader as the official state cookie. Students at Montgomery's Trinity Presbyterian School came up with the idea of a state cookie. The winning recipe includes pecans, peanut butter, and honey. Alabama has a long list of official state emblems and symbols, including a state vegetable, nut, reptile, and amphibian. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Well, it's The Weekend, and you're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you. I really am. Sincerely, I sincerely mean that. Here are the rules of engagement for the program. They're pretty simple. I think maybe even you can follow. So, but if you can't, consult the instructions, you know, as men always do. Let's look at the instructions first. First and foremost, you can text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. If you want to tell me something, ask me something, scream at me, compliment me, denigrate me, gripe about me, whatever you want to do, the number is 33103. That's the number you use. And then in the text of the message, just start it with the word Mike or Michael and then tell me what you want to tell me. So that's the first thing. And then the second thing, if you want to find a local affiliate where the program is aired in your area, again, or you want to follow me on social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, which you should be doing. I don't know why you're not doing it. On Twitter, it's kind of interesting because I am a hot and cold guy. And sometimes that just depends on how much time I have. But Twitter, if you figure out how to use Twitter appropriately, it actually is a good source of news and information. But there's a lot of crap on Twitter too, but that's true of everything. Facebook, we have a little private Facebook group called Michael Brown Unplugged. You can go join that group. You can post whatever you want. Well, generally you can post whatever you want. I don't think I've had to take but one or two things down. Instagram, you want a little personal insight into my personal life, that's on Instagram. So social media, affiliates, and the podcast. If you're looking for the podcast for this program, it's at michaelsaysgohere.com. We combine that with the weekday podcast, which is The Situation with Michael Brown. So you'll find all of those things and more, including swag, at the website, one-stop website, michaelsaysgohere.com. So go ping it right now, michaelsaysgohere.com. I've described to you how I believe in climate change. The climate's always changing, always has, always will. It's just a matter of fact that that's the way it works. And the reason it's the way that it works is because if you really understand how climate is created, it's created primarily by water vapor, sun rays, all of the effects that the sun has on the earth, obviously the oceans, the movement of the oceans, the wind currents, everything, all that goes into creating climate. Now, when we put things into the air, such as that dreaded CO2, which we do every time we exhale, or methane, every time somebody farts or a cow farts. Well, obviously that affects the atmosphere some. But you know the greatest sucker up, if you will, of carbon are the oceans. So this idea that man-made climate change is somehow this vast, just bam, like a baseball bat to our climate, is just bat crap crazy. Now, the climate changes over eons, just thousands of years. We haven't, you and I, humans, have not been on this planet for thousands of years. Well, maybe a few thousand. There is no scientific evidence that anything that we do or don't do actually affects or changes the climate. People will tell you, oh, but there's evidence that there's global warming. Then people say, oh, but there's evidence of global cooling. Oh, there's evidence of, you know, sea rise. I mean, all these things are going to occur. Well, first of all, whatever any of those things they say are occurring regardless of what we do. Now, go back in time. Just go back in time. I don't know how old you are, but let me go back in time to my high school days. I was a debater in high school. And one of the debate topics that we had to deal with for one semester was about the climate and the coming ice age. And then if we didn't do something about it, by golly, we were all going to freeze our asses off us and we're going to all live in igloos and it was just going to be horrible. We'd be, you know, no food, starved to death. Half the population would be wiped out. This is why I'm pretty, I'm obviously not a scientist. I don't claim to be a scientist. But it's why I have a long kind of history of reading and understanding and studying this subject. And, of course, we had to debate when you're in high school, you have to debate both sides of the issue. So I got familiar with the arguments for and the arguments against. Then it was we were all going to die because of global warming. And we had Al Gore's famous hockey stick. And that, you know, by the year 2023. Oh, we were all going to burn to death. And none of that came true. It's almost as every 20 years, the hysteria sets in, and if we don't do something in the next, if we don't do something now, in the next decade, we're all going to suffer some sort of calamity. Well, I've been through enough of those deadlines to realize that those deadlines just keep putting pushed off and off and off and off. So it's just a bunch of bullcrap. It's just a total bunch of bullcrap. I don't know where you are right now, but I can tell you right now that sitting here, Damien, my producer, and I were talking before the program. I'm sitting here. As we are live, it is Saturday, June 3rd. And this morning I took the dogs out to a dog park and we walked about 7 o'clock this morning. And it was cool enough that I had to put a windbreaker on. And then it started raining. It has rained like monsoons in Colorado for the past month. It is so raining so much and has been so cool that our air conditioner isn't turned on. The people that mow my grass, friends of mine, the landscapers, left me a note over Memorial Day weekend. Would you please turn your water off? Because the grass is so high that we just, you know, you got to stop watering so much. And I texted Tim back and I said, Tim, I haven't turned my water on yet. I had the sprinkler system checked, turned back on, checked for leaks. Then promptly turned it right back off after having, you know, winterized earlier. So no, we're not watering. It's the rain. The rain just hasn't stopped. I just checked when I took a break. It is 57 degrees right where I'm sitting in Denver, Colorado right now. In June, it's not technically summertime, but it's what we call summertime. June, summertime. It should be, I think our average high right now is about 78 or 80 degrees right now. Well, we're significantly below that, and we've been below it, and we've been having these monsoons now for a month or so. So can't I raise my hand and say, oh, look, global cooling. It's global cooling. It drives me nuts because it's all fear-based, no scientific basis on it, and we're somehow led to believe if we don't do something, that we're all going to die. Now, I got a bunch of cows here in the studio. Up to 200,000 of those things you hear right over my shoulder in Ireland could be slaughtered by 2025 at an overall cost of 600 million euros in order for the Irish farming sector to meet its climate targets. Now, when I hear that, you hear them? You hear those? Come on, Bessie, say something. Speak up. Come on. There you go. Thank you. Yeah. Do you want to hear when I hear that? The bone-in ribeye. Yeah. Or a nice prime rib. Sorry for that. Sorry, you guys. Under this scheme in Ireland, 65,000 of those people, of those things you hear behind my shoulder, slaughtered at a cost of 200 million euros annually. Annually. The Irish minister, would y'all pause him? I'm talking to you. Thank you. I just wanted you to get a feel for the cows. Because cows are good. I love cows. The Irish minister for agriculture, food and marine, Charlie McGonagall, told RTE Radio 1, Irish radio station, "What we're absolutely committed to is adopting options which will deliver Ireland's target of 25% reduction in agricultural pollution to close the gap on emissions." Oh, bite me. Seriously? You want to go destroy 25%, you want a 25% reduction in ag pollution. So you're going to go kill off a bunch of cows. Well, wait a minute. Who determines which farmers' cows get slaughtered and which cows don't get slaughtered? Are you going to buy those cows from those farmers? And what are you going to do with the meat after you slaughter the cows? This is madness. This is utter madness now. According to the Irish Independent, an overall 10% of all livestock in Ireland will need to be, air quotes here, displaced over the coming years to meet the government's target of reducing 51% of emissions by 2030. So we're going to kill a bunch of cows. Let's put on a conspiracy theory hats for a second. Let's just all eat bugs. Yeah, let's just all eat bugs. But wait a minute. I want my bugs sautéed. So to sauté my bugs, I need a stove. And my stove, I need a cast iron skillet or a really nice pan of some sort, a little olive oil, and some heat below. So I can, maybe a little olive oil and garlic, maybe put a little thyme in it, and saute those little creatures, the little bugs, before I eat them. Now, I'm going to either have to have a gas stove, but oh my God, I can't do that, or I might need an electric stove. But wait a minute, how do we get electricity? Oh, wind and solar. But how do we get wind and solar? Oh, through fossil fuels, who have to manufacture those and deliver them, they fall apart and they pollute anyway. So what the hell are we doing? What are we doing? The president of the Irish Creamery Milk Suppliers Association, Pat McCormick, argued on Newsweek this past Tuesday that, quote, "our herd isn't any larger than it was 25 or 30 years ago. Can the same be said for the transport industry? Can the same be said for the aviation industry?" Now, here's what's great about this quote. This guy is saying something he doesn't realize what he's saying. Our herd isn't any larger than it was 25 or 30 years ago. He should just stop right there. Because if the herds are the same as they were 25 or 30 years ago, then how can cows be contributing to any increase in air pollution or methane or CO2 or any other greenhouse gas if they're the same for the past 25 or 30 years? And if they're the same for the past 25 or 30 years, then, where's that climate change coming from? But then he goes on and says something else. Another brilliant point by the president of the Irish Creamery Milk Suppliers Association, Pat McCormick. That's next. Text the word MicroMichael to 33103. I'll be right back.
If you're with Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, you're paying too much for your wireless service. Because Pure Talk gives you the exact same 5G coverage as one of those big carriers on the exact same network, but saves the average family over $800 a year. And Pure Talk doesn't lock you into an overpriced unlimited data contract. Why pay for data you don't need? Instead, get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. And switching is so easy. You can keep your phone and keep your number, or get huge discounts on the latest iPhones and Androids. So what are you waiting for? Start saving today. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say switch now, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. That's #250, say switch now. You'll have the option to receive a one-time auto-dial text message from Pure Talk. Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Look forward, face up, at OrnegillMD.com. Dr. Gill has expanded her gynecology practice to include 360-degree health. Combining aesthetics with medical expertise ensures superior outcomes. State-of-the-art AI-driven 3D scanning gives you precise and safe results for your face. Strengthen your body and look good by combining the balance of hormones and immune health with Botox, filler, and laser. Improve your confidence, zeal, and relationships at OrnegillMD.com. New liquid technology creates natural face, neck, and brow lift, as well as liquid rhinoplasty and Dr. Gill's famous lip flip. Go to OrnegillMD.com to balance your body and reclaim your best, most beautiful self. Follow Dr. Gill on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. Book your appointment online at OrnegillMD.com or call 530-768-4504.
What's being hidden from us? About the COVID-19 scenario? About covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world? About the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse? If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hey, welcome back to the Week with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Michael to 33103. Go to the website michaelsaysgohere.com. So we're talking about in Ireland, they're going to kill up to 200,000 cows. Because climate crisis. Because the Church of the Climate Crisis says we got to save the planet, so we're going to kill the cows. Now, I wonder if all of the starving kids in Africa would like to have some, you know, they could, you know, I'm going to be crude here. But why don't we just send the cows to these kids in Africa and let the parents slaughter the cows down there? And then they can, you know, they can slaughter the cows and they can butcher them and, you know, cut them all up and they take all the meat. They can take the cow hide and that'll help them maybe build a hut or something. And then they can also use that meat, you know, cook it over the fire in their little poor, poverty-stricken place. And we can feed them with the cows. But no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. We're just going to slaughter them. We're going to slaughter them because, you know, we've got to displace 10% of all livestock in order to meet the needs of the congregation in the church of the climate crisis. Wait a minute. 10%, let's just say, I don't do the grocery shopping, so I don't know what a bone-in ribeye would cost at the grocery store right now or at one of the meat markets. But if you reduce the livestock population in Ireland or anywhere else by 10%, doesn't that mean that now you have less meat to sell, demand remains the same, so therefore the cost of meat goes up? Huh. Seems like an unintended consequence, but I think it's an intended consequence. But the president of the Irish Creamery Milk Suppliers Association argued on Newsweek this past week, our herd isn't any larger than it was 25 or 30 years ago. As I pointed out in the last segment, that begs the question then what's causing, if you claim that there's increased global warming or whatever you're claiming there is now, if the livestock herds are the same as 30 years ago, then everything being equal, it must not be the cows. But then the president, Pat McCormick, says this. Can the same be said for the transport industry? Can the same be said for the aviation industry? Well, good for him, because he's pointing out that, wait a minute, we've remained the same, but what about the number of automobiles? How about the number of airplane flights? Those have all increased over the past 25 or 30 years. So why don't you go talk to them? Here's the problem. They are talking to them. Because now France, what does France want to do? France has announced an unprecedented ban on short-haul flights in the name of climate crisis, where train journeys of less than 2.5 hours exist as an alternative to reduce carbon, then air travel is going to be prohibited. They're going to force you onto the trains. What if you don't want to ride a train? What if you prefer, you know, travel by air? For example, it would prohibit flights between, like, Paris and Lyon or Paris and Bordeaux. So you got to take the train or drive a car, which, wait a minute, because people still need or want to get from point A to point B. So you reduce long-haul or short-haul flights, and you force them into cars, because maybe some people don't want to get on a train. You know, trains inevitably, I shouldn't say inevitably, but trains oftentimes take longer. Like, don't get me wrong, I love traveling Europe on a train. I like trains. I think they're a great mode of transport. And if there were more trains in this country, I'd ride trains more often. But when you get on a train, it will probably take you longer because you have intermittent stops between point A and point B. An airplane, straight from point A to point B. So I don't know that the trains actually solve your problem either. Man, we're just crazy. We're absolutely crazy in what we're doing right now. The $27 billion man, know who that is? Coming up next, The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. I'll be right back.
Stay tuned. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
With a Inflation on the rise and the stock market more volatile than ever, protecting your retirement savings can be a challenge. To weather today's economic uncertainty, Phoenix Capital Group recommends diversifying your investments right now. They recommend high-value U.S. oil and gas investments with current yields that range from 8% to 12% APY paid monthly. That's a better rate of return than banks or CDs with no middleman. There are both Regulation A-plus and Regulation D corporate bond offerings with different maturities, qualifications, and rates. Open to all investors, there is a 9% APY starting at a $5,000 investment. Download the Phoenix Capital Group's free investor guide today at phxonair.com. Before making investment decisions, you should carefully consider and review all risks involved. Learn how you can diversify your investments and earn 8 to 12% APY. Download the Phoenix Group's free investor guide today at phxonair.com. That's phxonair.com.
Investment in bonds has a certain amount of risk associated with it, and you should only invest if you can afford to bear the risk of loss. Before making investment decisions, you should carefully consider and review all risks involved.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Goldleaf Nursery is back open and loaded with Japanese maples, flowering dogwoods, peonies, and more. Saturate your landscape with color. Azaleas, clematis, phlox, perennials, and annuals. And add another dimension with statuary, bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Plus all fruit and vegetable plants, including blueberries and strawberries, cantaloupe, tomatoes, peppers, and more, are buy three, get one free. Goldleaf Nursery, open Tuesday through Saturday at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. No, I don't say that just because you're supposed to say it. I say it because I want to say it. I really am glad that you joined in over the weekend. The $27 billion man. Anheuser-Busch InBev. That's the Belgian parent company of Bud Light. Has now lost. I'm not a beer drinker. And I don't care about Bud Light or Bud or Coors or an IPA. Don't you know what an IPA is if you want to know the truth? Or any sort of craft beer. I just don't care. But I find this freaking hilarious. I normally, you know, I don't laugh at the consequences of people's choices. Well, all right, maybe sometimes I do, to be completely honest. But this is a choice made by Anheuser-Busch. They've lost a whopping $27 billion in market value in the wake of their so-called partnership with the transgender influencer Dylan Mulvaney. Now, when they originally started this campaign with Dylan Mulvaney, and if you don't know, I don't know how to describe, in fact, I don't want to describe Dylan Mulvaney, but you can go on to your Google machine or, you know, your Bing Bing or your DuckDuckGo or your Safari, whatever you want to use, and do your own search, just Dylan Mulvaney, and search for images, and boom, there it is. And you can look at Dylan Mulvaney. What a sweet-looking young... Oh, I don't know. I saw a theme that said even Abraham Lincoln recognized that there were only two genders, or something to that effect. And then there was, oh, I know who sent that to me. Hang on 1 second. Let me find it. Of course you sent this to me. Here. Comes from a listener of the program. Little did Lincoln know that he would be quoted relative to the issue of transgender identification. And this looks like a tweet. I mean, I don't know if it's legit or not, but it looks like a tweet from Dr. Thomas Sowell. Quote, Abraham Lincoln once asked an audience, how many legs a dog has if you can count the tail as a leg? When the audience answered 5, Lincoln told them that the answer was 4, saying that the fact that you called the tail a leg did not make it a leg. Now, that comes from brainyquote.com. Whether it's legit or true, I don't know, but it's a great point. If you count the tail as a leg, how many legs does dog have? Well, 4. You can count the tail as a leg all you want to, but it's still the tail. And there's still only 4 legs. I think that applies to this whole craziness about transgenderism. But going back to Bud Light for a minute. So Dylan Mulvaney kind of enjoyed a really Greta Thunberg rise to fame. Joe Biden invited him to the White House on day 222 of his transition to girlhood to push transitioning children, among other trans issues. Now, before we go any further, let me just ask you a question, because I'm really starting to get kind of locked in on this whole transgender thing, particularly when it comes to kids whose brains are not really fully formed until they're 25 years old. We don't let kids under the age of 16 drive. Why? Because we don't think they have the judgment and the skills, or for that matter, the motor skills. I don't mean motor by engines. I mean like the fine motor or the large motor skills to, you know, actually make a turn, park, hit the brakes. How fast are the reflexes? They're just not ready for that yet. So we don't let them do that. We don't let them make the choice to drink until hell's bells are 21 years old. 21. No, you cannot drink. You can't make that choice. Nor do we let them smoke. We don't let them make that choice. Smoking, which we know causes cancer. Now, drinking, okay, drinking too much alcohol, yeah, it's going to lead to alcoholism, liver disease, I mean, all sorts of problems, right? So we don't let them make that choice. We don't let them vote. We don't let them vote because we think, well, quite frankly, I think we ought to raise the voting age to like maybe 25 or 30. But nonetheless, we don't let them vote until they're 18. Why? Because we don't think they have the knowledge, skills, and ability to make a rational decision about who to vote for. We don't think they're responsible enough to be voting. I'm trying to think all the other, what am I missing here? Voting, drinking, smoking, driving. Technically, I'm not supposed to have sex, but that's a joke. We know everybody under the age of 16 certainly doing that, right? What else? What am I missing? There's got to be some other stuff that I'm missing that we don't let kids do. Whatever it is, text the word Mike to, or Michael to 33103 and remind me of all the things we don't let kids do. So we don't let kids do all of these things because they don't have the skills, the judgment to decide to vote, drink, have sex, you know, buy a firearm, can't do that. But there are other things. There's got to be other things I'm just not thinking about. But yet we're going to allow them to make a choice on their own without their parents' influence about going out and quite literally cutting up your genitalia, destroying you and your body for life. We're going to let them do that? That's it. The more I thought about it in those terms, I mean, I was opposed to it initially anyway because I just thought it was bat crap crazy. But the more I thought about it solely in rational, logical terms, I was like, oh, good gosh, no, we shouldn't be doing it. But yet we keep pushing it on these kids. So you know if we keep pushing it on the kids, there's got to be an agenda. And the agenda is to destroy kids in this country. So back to Dylan Mulvaney. He gets put up on a pedestal. His popularity, however, among the, let me see if I can get this right, the LGBTQI, I know it's A2S, LGBTQIA2S, oh, plus, I forgot the plus. Yeah, that's the new one. So it's LGBTQIA2S plus. His popularity, Dylan Mulvaney's popularity among that community, and of course among the elites in the cabal, the ruling elite. Well, then his popularity started getting called into question after Bud Light marketing executive, this woman by the name of Alicia Hirschenfeld or something, actioned her vision for a campaign that's truly inclusive and feels lighter and brighter. Then Bud Light's fatty frat boy passed. And they put Dylan Mulvaney's mugshot all over their cans. Well, that triggered, I don't even want to call it a boycott. Some would call it a boycott, but I think it was more organic than that. I mean, I know there were calls for boycotting Bud Light, but I really think at its core, a lot of people's decisions not to buy Bud Light beer was organic. I think a lot of people said to themselves, you know what, I've just had it. Even if I don't care whether you're transgender or not, which is my position, if you're an adult and you're transgender, call somebody that cares. And if you call me, you got the wrong number. Because I don't care. I only care about the kids. Adults, make your own choices. Whether somebody thinks that's a good choice or bad choice, a smart choice or a stupid choice, that's up to you. It is now a struggle, literally a struggle, to give Bud Light away. You can now make money buying Bud Light. Still, nobody's going to do it. Customers can make up to two submissions for a rebate. This is how bad it's gotten. In a promotion called U.S. Budweiser Family Memorial Day, AB was paying customers to get a $15 rebate for a crate of Bud Light, costing as little as $9.97. $9.97 for a crate of Bud Light? You can make up to two submissions for the rebate between May 17 and May 23rd, then another between May 24 and Memorial Day. But the shelves remained stocked during that promotion because nobody wanted it. They said they had had enough. The $27 billion man, if you want to call him that, is what it's costing Bud Light for this stupid, stupid mistake. At some point, we ought to realize that, you know what? Maybe the public isn't actually in line with this. Because a recent survey by Rasmussen found that 59% of Americans oppose giving trans drugs to minors, including 54% of Democrats. So this is failing, and failing big time. Yet all of the woke corporations, I got to find a different word for woke, because I don't like the word woke. But all these progressive organizations that have bought into DEI, that have bought into somehow that transgenderism is the next big thing, and we all want to jump on that train of the next big thing. Well, it cost shareholders $27 billion. $27 billion. Now, if you are a shareholder in Anheuser-Busch InBev, the parent company of Bud Light, they've lost a whopping $27 billion in market value because of this jumping the gun, jumping this line, trying to be so woke, and hey, look at us, aren't we so cool? Not so cool now, is it? Now, whether this boycott was organized or organic really is immaterial to me. But during my weekday show, I get peppered a lot with text messages about, okay, well, what can we do? Well, this is one thing you can do. This is a great example of what you can do. Now, it's not always every situation is as easy as deciding, oh, instead of Bud Light, I'm going to buy something else. I'm going to buy Coors Light instead. Not every choice is that easy. But you know, the old saying goes that every time you buy something, you're actually voting. You're voting for that product. You're voting for that service. You know, when you listen to this program in both ratings and in sponsors and commercials, you are voting for this program. When you change the dial, which is an old saying anymore, you don't really have dials to change, but when you change to a different channel or a different program, which you don't do that, but when you do, when I get done, then you're voting for something else. Well, that's what we need to learn to do. The American consumer has amazing power that we often forget about. And we forget about it because we don't pay attention. And by paying attention to what these companies are doing, what they really stand for, you can make decisions. You know, I'm a shareholder, and I know people will argue with me about Apple, and I'll tell you why I understand in a minute. So I use Apple products, and I know Apple does a lot of really kind of progressive stuff. But as a shareholder of Apple, whether it makes a difference or not, I don't care. But I vote against Al Gore and a couple of other people that are nominated for the board of directors every single year that I get my proxy. It may not do anything, but at least I can say I voted against Al Gore to be on the board of directors of Apple. Every time you hand over your credit card, every time you take some cash out of your wallet, you're making a vote. Never forget that. It is indeed the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. You can also go to the website michaelsaysgohere.com. Poland and Pfizer. That's interesting. They're not happy with each other. We got a fight between Poland and Pfizer. That's coming up next. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Joe Sweeney. I founded the Acervo Project in response to the growing epidemic of human trafficking and child exploitation. Classifying this as an epidemic is an understatement. Our investigation teams and cyber analysts are tracking child predators every day. We're making a difference, but we need your help. The average age of a trafficked child is just 14 years old. Will you join the Server Project team? Donate $14 a month to protect the next at-risk 14-year-old. Pledge your $14 a month at theservoproject.org. That's A-S-S-E-R-V-O.org.
Maxwell, he was scratching and losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to chicken. Another vet says, he's the drain. Third vet says, it's the weather. Then somebody says,
DINOVITE.com.
It took 2 weeks, and the dog stopped itching. The hair stopped falling out. The Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
He gets Dynavite, how happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Why did you switch to Dish?
Everything was going okay with DirecTV.
But our bill was out of control. We saved $280.
$270.
$300. Like, holy...
savings.
Hey, guys, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite, your authorized Dish retailer. We've been offering holy savings like these since 1999. Being local, we listen to your needs in the TV entertainment, and we give you the best that we can. At B&T Satellite, we've saved some of our customers $600 to $1,200. Per year, and these prices are locked in for 2 years. Skip the 800 number waiting on hold for long periods of time. Call 241-3474. That's 241-DISH. And if you already have Dish, call us and we'll help you find great ways to upgrade and save money in the years to come.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M. Brew.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
The Historic Cascade Theater is rolling out the red carpet for their first annual summer gala fundraiser, Encore, on Saturday, June 24th. Hear live musicians paired with all your favorite stars from musicals past and present. Relive the songs that made you laugh, cry, and cheer while supporting your favorite historical and local theater. Tickets are on sale now. All tickets include admission to the 6 p.m. silent auction, free concessions, and admission to the 7:30 p.m. performance. To purchase tickets or for more information, contact the Cascade Theater box office at 530-243-8877 or visit their website at www.cascadetheater.org.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Michael, Michael, 33103. Go to the website, michaelsigilio.com. Got all that? Boom, boom, good. In that last segment, talking about the $27 billion man, where Anheuser-Busch has lost $27 billion, I was trying to list all the things that we don't allow kids to do under the age of 18. Because, you know, when you're sitting here talking, you're going boom, 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 boom. I can't always think of everything. And then, bam, did I get a ton of text messages. Gubernator number 1012, Mike. Can't get a tattoo. Can't get their ears pierced. I guess without the parents' permission. Let's see. Goober number 8011. Michael, piercing ears, tattoos, R-rated movie TV programs with adult content. Go into an adult sex toy store. Ha! Of course not. Goober number 1603. Michael, sign a contract until age 18. That's a good one. I mean, Should have known that. I didn't even think about it. Goober number 6113, Goober King. They can't join the military until they're 18. They can early enlist, but they can't join. 1970, the military. Goober number 3115, kids under 18 can't get tattoos in most places, can't get married. I hadn't thought about that one. 1970, of course, marriage and contracts. 3984, again, can't enter into a contract, can't rent a car. Didn't think about that one. Can't join the military. 0430, Goober, we don't let children sign contracts. Well, we should. I mean, come on. If they can cut their penis off, if they can, you know, change their vagina, why not sign a contract? Enter into a contract, you know, for whatever. I'm just kidding. Good grief. That makes my point. Think about all of these things. I mean, I think these things are as important as being mutilated, having your genitalia completely, in many cases, permanently altered, or a girl who has a double mastectomy. Contracts, R-rated movies, adult content, adult, you know, sex stores, piercing of ears, tattoos. Tattoos is another great one because those tattoos are semi-permanent. You can painfully get a tattoo. I don't know whether you can get it fully removed, but you can get a tattoo somewhat removed. The military, marriage, contracts. But yet, somehow we're being forced to accept. Think about this. You are being forced to accept that a child ought to be under the age of 18 without parental consent in some cases. Some states have said, parents, schools can advise, doctors can do it, all of this stuff without parents even knowing about it. Imagine waking up one day and finding out that your child's on puberty blockers, and you didn't take your child to the pediatrician, you didn't take them to the doctor, but suddenly they're on puberty blockers. And you discover it because you either discover the medication, or you suddenly find this really weird change going on in your child as they should be going through puberty, and they're not. The girl's not maturing, the boy's not maturing. This is insanity, everybody, utter insanity. And then one day, I mean, I truly cannot fathom this, that legislators, lawmakers, school counselors, doctors, I mean, I can't even imagine. When I think about doctors, I think about the Hippocratic Oath. What a joke. Do no harm. Hippocratic Oath, simply do no harm. And you're going to allow someone at the age of 18, without parental consent, to go in and physically alter themselves permanently. And then we have the whole issue of detransitioning, as many of these people do. Again, emphasize totally that if you're over the age of 18 or 21 and you want to go do it, I don't care. I truly do not care. Now, I told you we were going to talk about Poland and Pfizer, but your text messages got me chasing a squirrel. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. Go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. I'll be right back. Don't go away. Not go away.
The word is out. People are abandoning their overpriced wireless carriers and flocking to PureTalk for the same 5G coverage, but at a fraction of the price. In fact, the average family saves over $800 a year when switching from Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. And switching is so easy. You can keep your phone, keep your number, or get huge discounts on the latest iPhones and Androids. Right now, you can get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. Or if you still want unlimited data, you can get that and still save a fortune. So make the switch and get the same coverage as the big guys, but at half the price. Get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say, switch now. And you'll save 50% off your first month. That's #250 and say, switch now. you'll have the option to receive a one-time auto-dialed text message from Pure Talk.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.